McDonald. Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO,
go Max,
your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Thorpe High School, home of the Cardinals, and set of this Western Clovelt Conference game between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max and Thorpe. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Kurt Galvez, Carter Jagger, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Our audio producer, our on-site video producer and cameraman is Sam Aberley, as we are live on the WOGO Sports Live YouTube channel as well. Make sure to subscribe there so you never miss a McDonald or Chi High game broadcast. Kurt Galvez, as we jump back into a broadcast together, for one thing, we need to break the streak because you and I have not done a game together this year where McDonald has won. So hopefully this is the opportunity for McDonald 13-9 against a 2-19 Thorpe team that's lost 14 straight. McDonald's hoping to make it 15 straight and get back to 500 in their conference record.
I'm with you there. This is the first game we've done together without the opposing team wearing black and orange.
Yes.
Or black and white and orange, however you want to say it.
We'll see if the red and white is a little bit better for us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking over at the McDonald boys getting ready to run out here, and I see smiles on the face, so I think they're going to come out, just have some fun with it.
And again, Coach Schilling, when we'll talk to him in a moment, but he was saying, hey, it's going to be telling how we come out, because last night, and I assume you were at that game,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that was one against Fall Creek, trying to sweep the season series against Fall Creek. The boys played great finish down the stretch at Fall Creek in getting that win. Last night, they didn't really finish. They were up, I believe, about 9 with around 3 minutes left. And Fall Creek, give them credit, hit some shots. But McDonald left some opportunities out there. I think there was a late turnover or two, free throw or two left on the line. And again, Fall Creek forces overtime, ends up winning 58-54. And so that's one you didn't have in the bag, but it seemed like you had a chance to put them away, one final punch, and didn't get it done.
It was there. I even thought about you because it was almost like the Stanley game where we got to the free throw line. We missed our free throws to kind of see the game, you could say. Fall Creek came in and hit some shots at the end. Yeah. We go to overtime, and I believe we only put up 9 points in the overtime.
Yeah, outscored 13-9 in the extra frame.
And had some turnovers, some bad turnovers there. So the boys need some positivity, and I think this is a opportunity to bring that positivity and to make a run starting right now.
And again, seating meetings are on Sunday morning, or not seating meetings because we really don't do that anymore, but there will be an opportunity for McDonald to again, advance in the Division IV tournament, and we'll see what they get. We'll see if they are able to get a seed that gives them a home game or two. You never really know that game against Fall Creek, another Division IV team, that would have been one to get. That would have been one you wanted, and unfortunately didn't get that. But again, where they're being sent, hopefully they'll stack up well, and they've been battle tested. When you look at their six conference losses, they're 5-6 in the conference, trying to get back to 500 here. But other than the first game against Regis that they lost by 20, all of these games have gone down to the final possession or two. I mean, one score games in both losses against Bloomer, 1 point loss against Stanley Boyd that we did, again, 4 point loss that was again essentially a one possession game overtime against Fall Creek. These have just been really tight games for McDonald that hopefully are forging them into wrought iron once we get into the tournament.
Yeah, the luck is not there, but at the end of the day, you need to put the ball in the basket and limit turnovers. So let's take luck aside and just say this is the start of the run here. Limit the turnovers and finish at the hoop.
We'll take a two-minute break and be back here on our WOGO pregame show. McDonald basketball on the road at Thorpe. WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgalla Company.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald pregame continues here on WOGO Sports. Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Western Clover Belt Conference hoops tonight. The Thorpe Cardinals host your McDonald Max here with head coach Scott Horn of Thorpe. And coach, got a couple victories in a row in the middle of the season, but then again some losing streaks before and after. What's kind of been toughest to get clicking this year?
Our offense isn't gelling really well for the most part of the year, and without scoring, our defense is struggling a lot. So there's no continuity anywhere, and we can't get anything going. And your offense carries over your defense. So that's been our biggest struggle, is gelling on both ends of the floor.
When you look at this stretch run of the season, last few games here, conference game crossover, what do you want to see before you get into the tournament and it's one and done time?
I just want to see us coming together more as a team, gelling like we talked about, but just some positive things going forward. crossover game is a winnable game. That's going to be against Gilman. That's going to be something that we can compete in. Tonight, the McDonald team they're a very, very solid team. So it's not so much about the wins and losses. It's just more about how we progress throughout the games and the positive things that we see through the games.
And finally, coach, you've seen McDonald once this year. What do you see in them that say they do that really well?
They do a lot of things really well, but their offensive output is very good. They move the ball well. They play really well together. Coach Schilling has them running a lot of good sets. And defensively, they move and they have active hands and tip the ball a lot.
Well, coach, we appreciate your time and best of luck to you guys tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's head coach Scott Horn here, McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com. Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Pregame on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. On the road at Thorpe, finale in Western Clover Belt Conference action for your McDonald Max, coming off a back-to-back against Fall Creek last night. And Coach, this late in the season, a game on a Thursday night and then a Friday night, if nothing else, at least it kind of simulate a regional semi to regional final with that quick turnaround late in the season.
Yeah, it's we had a home game last night and a road game tonight, so it's typically that's what happens at after the first regional game. So hopefully it's a good test for us, just be able to play two games in two nights and see what we can do here on the road.
Coach, when you look at these six conference losses, the vast majority of them have been one or two possession games, and you wonder, does that battle test you? Does that frustrate you when you're seeing time after time where it's just one or two possessions and it seems like it so easily could have gone your way and didn't? What do you see from the guys, their response to how the conference season has gone?
Well, I think we're going to learn a lot tonight. Last night was a very tough game. We've had a lot of those here lately, so it's good to be in those games. It is very frustrating to lose those, especially a couple in a row like that. So hopefully we're learning from our mistakes and just trying to get some guys to step up, and especially at the end of the game, big time moments.
Last time you played this Thorpe team, won comfortably but didn't shoot the ball particularly well from three. But what did you do well in that game that you need to replicate?
I think we were able to get the ball inside pretty well. Pretty patient on offense. I think we shot a pretty high percentage. So it's always a tougher place to shoot over in this gym. So hopefully we can get some good looks and hit them. Then we got to play a really good defense. Again, they got some guards that can shoot it and score.
Well, Coach, season winding down here. Good to be with you guys. I know we'll be there for the crossover game as well, but we'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about another McDonald win.
Great. Thank you for coming over.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here, McDonald pregame on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back. Oh, and Biscuit and win it! Shot by Kristen!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Back, WOGO Sports coverage live from Thorpe High School of your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and also WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Kurt Galvez, what would you say is a key or two tonight here for McDonald? Again, when we just look at some of their stats, too, I mean, certainly points allowed. Thorpe's given up almost 62 per game. McDonald averaging under 50 given up, too. So defense, it's kind of a calling card for Adam Schilling's team.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key is just active defense. We can't be flat on our feet and just, you know, going through the motions. Let's try to jump some passes, tip some balls, grab the rebound, and then develop our own offensive consistency as throughout the season it's been up and down for us as far as consistency goes on the offensive end. And just stay positive. Look to grab some rhythm, early, and put the foot on the gas the whole time. It looks like we're going to come out with David Anderson and Eli Stepp starting today, so we'll see how that goes for him. Maybe it gives us some energy.
Certainly adds a lot of athleticism. I mean, a lot of athletes on this team, but you look at David and Eli, certainly you've got some speed, you've got some leaping ability.
Yeah, number 10, David Anderson, he jumps out of the gym, so yeah. He's always fun to watch.
Well, we are looking forward to this one here on WOGO Sports. Again, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on the WOGO Radio Facebook page, but also you can subscribe and watch live for free WOGO Sports on YouTube. We're back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO with the start of this one between McDonald and Thorpe. Good to have you with us, Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez, Sam Aberle, our WOGO video producer, and Carter Jagger, our audio producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. Back in 2.5 to tip things off on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It's time for McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Again, thank you to our audio producer, Carter Jagger, and our video producer for the live stream, Sam Aberley. Again, great to have you with us. As we are set and ready to begin. McDonald will start. Eli Stepp, the 5'11" junior, number 2. Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'11" senior, number 3. David Anderson, the 6'1" senior, number 10. Our WOGO Radioactive Player of the Year for McDonald Football. Nathan Hazel, the 6'3" sophomore, number 22. And Carson Galvez, the 6'4" junior, number 33. Adam Schilling is at the helm of this McDonald Max team, 13-9 on this season, battle tested, hopefully battle ready for the playoffs. They are 5-6 in the Western Clover Belt Conference and looking to go to 500 with a win today. For the Thorpe Cardinals, Dylan Mattson, the senior, 5'9", number 2. Braden Wicks, the junior, 6'1", number 10. Number 11, Landon Pank, the senior, 5'8". Daniel Matheson, another senior, again 5'8". For number 14 and number 32, Alex Walters. He is a senior. We don't have a height listed for Alex, but I would say right around the 6 foot mark would probably be a good guess. Scott Horn is the head coach of the Thorpe Cardinals. Thorpe is in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the Cardinal red numerals and the black piping. McDonald resplendent in their new traveling uniforms this year. They've got the jet black tops and bottoms and royal blue numerals and lettering and the gold piping and outlines. It'll be David Anderson to jump at midcourt, and he will jump against Braden Wicks. Anderson 6'1 against Wicks 6'1. Good to have you with us. We are underway as the tip won by McDonald, and they will move left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Again, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Eli Stepp works around to Carson Galvez, right wing. Galvez at the right elbow. Kick out to Nathan Hazel. Good ball fake. Hazel down the lane. Drops down to David Anderson. Anderson whips out to Eli Stepp. Stepp at the right elbow. Penetrates. Goes hard to the rack. A little bit too strong over the top of the hoop. Off the window.
Wish it
coming the other way for Thorpe.
Finish there would have started some momentum here. Thorpe was in their man-to-man defense coming out.
McDonald coming off a back-to-back. An overtime loss. 58-54 at home last night to the Fall Creek Crickets. Right side for Thorpe. Kick out Braden Wicks. Work around the perimeter, Daniel Matheson. McDonald won by 20 when these two teams met in Chippewa earlier this year. Thorpe has lost 14 straight. Kick out left wing, 3 from Madison. And Thorpe scores first. Matson, excuse me, the senior. And he has 3 to start the scoring for Coach Scott Horn. Nathan Hazel driving baseline, pumps, goes high off the glass and scores.
Good drive there.
3-2, Nathan Hazel, who's been really playing well.
He's stepped up quite a bit here.
Being inserted into the starting lineup, and he's rewarded that decision for head coach Adam Schilling. McDonald down one, 90 seconds and change into this one. That's in right corner. Up top, Alex Walters. Swing up top for Matheson. Moving on the left side, Matheson at the foul line. Kick out to Mattson. Dylan Mattson, the senior, has the points so far here for Thorpe. About 2 minutes gone by in the first half. A little bobble up top by Matheson. Coach Horn had mentioned that sometimes their offense and defense just aren't in sync at the same time. Whistle up top, and a foul, an offensive foul called on Thorpe. I think that'll go against Mattson, his first, team's first. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Dylan leaned into his screen there and caught Cooper.
Right side, Carson Galvez. Galvez drives into the lane. Flip out to Nathan Hazel. Hazel pumps and is called for steps as he got a little bit hung up going into the paint. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Eli Stepp looks like he took maybe a little bit of an elbow up high, and now we have a carry called on Thorpe as Mattson drives into the forecourt. Turnover by the Cardinals going back to McDonald. Well, whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. 3-2, Thorpe with the lead. Feed down low to Nathan Hazel. Hazel kick out to Carson Galvez in the right corner. Galvez goes up strong. No, but a foul. He will go to the line shooting two. McDonald trails by a point to Thorpe with 15:19 to go here in the first half.
I think last time we played him, number 22, Cooper Rosemeyer started. I see he's on the bench looking to come in here.
First free throw for Carson Galvez. Off the mark. Rosemeyer, just a freshman. Number 22, I believe he saw some time in football as well.
It gives him hype, so I'm wondering when they're going to put him in here.
Galvez, second free throw. And that one rattles home. So we are tied at three apiece. As Carson gets his first points. There's a bobble and a steal. Eli Stepp coming the other way. Driving hard and finishing for two is David Anderson.
That's what they were looking for when they started Eli. They said go in there and create some havoc and get us a turnover or two.
Whistle in the backcourt as McDonald's taking their first lead of the game with 15:01 remaining, leading 5-3. And Thorpe will inbound from along the baseline. It's just the first whistle against the Max. Cooper Mittermeier picks it up. Two team fouls so far against Thorpe. McDonald now showing some full court pressure.
Full court, man.
Up top is Dylan Mattson. That's the only point so far for Thorpe. Landon Pank over to Mattson. Leaves it up top for Alex Walters, the senior, guarded closely by David Anderson. Eli Sepp playing defense up top on Pank. Anderson almost poked it away on the far side. Kick out up top to Daniel Matheson. He'll leave it for Mattson left wing. Mattson for Walters between the circles. David Anderson is just right in his face. Anderson pokes it away. Push ahead to Carson Galvez. Now Cooper Mittermeier will run. Shoot over to Eli Stepp. Stepp, left block extended. Driving along the baseline. Goes up strong. No, but a foul. Eli Stepp will go to the line, and he will be shooting two with 14:13 to play. McDonald leading 5-3. We'll contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's michellemua.com. Eli Stepp hits the first free throw to make it 6-3. That's Eli's first point tonight. Second attempts, gets the rim and trickles in. Two for two, Eli Stepp, 7-3 McDonald. Almost 4 minutes into the first half. Matheson guarded closely by Stepp. Heaves it across the court to Matheson. Still in the backcourt, Matheson puts the shoulder down, gets by Cooper Mittermeier, crosses over, picks up his dribble outside the arc. Out for Matheson. On the left side to Rosemeyer. And the lanky freshman at 6'3". Long three just caroms off the front of the rim, and McDonald will run. Push ahead to Nathan Hazel. Hazel backing down into the paint. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier for three. Right wing, front of the rim, no. Carson Calvez, offensive rebound. Out to Eli Stepp. Stepp up top between the wheels. His team leading 7-3. Cooper Mittermeier probing just inside the arc. Drops down to David Anderson. Anderson kick out to Nathan Hazel on the left wing. Leaves her step on the left side. Step lofts a three, comes up short. And the rebound to Alex Walters of Thorpe. Stays a 7-3 ball game. Daniel Matheson on the right side to Matheson. Rotate down to the corner to Cooper Rosemeyer. Freshman picks up his dribble out to Matheson. Good head fake. Penetrates into the lane. His runner too strong off the glass. An outlet to Cooper Mittermeier from Carson Galvez. To Eli Stepp. Step in the lane, lost it, kick out, left corner, pocket three for Carson Calvez, comes up short, offensive rebound, yes, and a foul.
Clean up on aisle 22 right there.
Nathan Hazel, working hard. We saw that last night as well in the game against Fall Creek. Hazel just crashing the board so well, makes it 9-3 McDonald, and looking for the end one. The 6'3 sophomore comes up short on the free throw. Battle for the rebound. Carson Galvez had it for a moment. Rosemeyer takes it away. 6-point lead for the Max, 9-3. Up top, Matheson poked away. There goes Eli Stepp. Stepp runs one down to the hoop and scores. And a timeout on the floor. McDonald leading 11-3 with 12:33 remaining. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports at Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO.
Brought in Luke Anderson.
Anderson getting his first action.
Grant Smiski's in now.
Grant Smiski, the senior. Thorpe working the other way. Kicking to the left corner. Open look at a three for Matheson, looking for his second. He's got another triple.
Good look.
11-6. Dylan Matheson has hit two from beyond the arc, and the McDonald lead trimmed down to five. Nathan Hazel in the left corner. Hazel driving baseline. Work around to Grant Smiski. Smiski lofts a three, just caroms off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Alex Walters of Thor. But Schilling mentioned before the game, it's a little tough to shoot in this gym. You're not used to it.
Yeah, it makes the gym feel smaller when you're shooting in here.
Rosemeyer switches a three from the left corner. The freshman makes it a two-point game. Cooper Rosemeyer, his first points. Donald leads by two. Cooper Mittermeier up top, Nathan Hazel. Grant Smiski rotates into the left corner. Feet into the post. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Nathan Hazel up top. They get it down to Anderson again. Kick out right corner. Nathan Hazel. Hazel up top. Carson Galvez for three. Rims in and out. Grant Smiski crashing in there for the rebound and knocked out of bounds to Thorpe with 11:20 to play. Jordan Secor and Cale Holm going to check into this game. Numbers 24 and 34 respectively. Carson Galvez and Cooper Mittermeier will take a seat. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Two-point ball game. Walker Horgan, the senior, came into the game for Coach Scott Horn and Thorpe. They'll drop it down to Landon Pank in the left corner. They'll work back up top. Swing to Rosemeyer, who just hit a three. Two-point game for the lead. Thorpe up top. They have hit three triples in a row. That last one was from, I believe, Daniel Matheson, 14.
Yes.
And that's his first.
All of their points are off of threes right now.
Whistling a foul far side of the floor, going to go against Matheson. But Thorpe has stormed back to take the lead, 12-11, thanks to hot three-point shooting. They have committed five fouls, though, to McDonald's one. Grant Smitsky across the logo at midcourt. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora at the right elbow. Luke Anderson swings to Grant Smitsky. Left elbow extended. Smitsky at the foul line. Goes back between his legs, maintaining the dribble. 10-28 and counting to go here first half in Thorpe on WOGO. Jordan Sikora in the left corner. Smitsky rotates to Nathan Hazel. Cale Holm right corner. Holm picks it up at the right elbow. Luke Anderson to Jordan Sikora. Sikora, good head fake. Driving baseline, goes hard at the rim and scores.
Nice. Jordan really needed that. He, the last two games, he had 1 point combined.
Maybe Sikora?
Maybe that'll give him some momentum here.
Gives McDonald back the lead. Just under 10 minutes remaining here in the first half. 13-12 the max. Thorpe winless in conference. They've lost 14 straight, trying to change that here tonight on their home floor. Cooper Rosemeyer left side. Kick for another three. Oh, my goodness.
They stay hot.
All the points from beyond the arc for Thorpe. And that was the second in a row for Daniel Matheson.
Can't last the whole game, Caleb. You hope not.
We certainly do. 25 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. McDonald trailing 15-13.
Nice move.
Nathan Hazel drives in hard. Can't get the scooping flip with the left hand. Left side for Landon Pank. Cooper Rosemeyer up top against Sikora. Left side, Thorpe trying to stay hot from three, and that one in and out for Daniel Matheson. Grant Smitsky at the foul line. Smitsky puts the shoulder down, flips to Luke Anderson. Anderson rotates to Sikora, head fake in that left corner. Up top, Hazel back to Sikora with 8:45 to go. McDonald trailing by a bucket, 15-13. Sikora drives in hard, and he's bumped on the way to the hoop. And that will be the last foul to give for the Thorpe Cardinals, their sixth. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Exactly what Coach Schilling's looking for out of Jordan Sikora. He wants him to get the ball to the rim. He's got all the talent in the world.
Cale Holm left wing. Grant Smitsky snaps off a three straight on. Off the mark. Mason Bussey battling for the rebound and pulls it down. Bussey is triple teamed. Kick out. Cale Holm thought about a really deep three and didn't take it. Back up top, Grant Smitsky between the wheels. Will reset the offense. Work down to Carson Galvez. Galvez is doubled on the floor. Scoops out to Mason Bussey to Cale Holm in the left corner. Long cross-court skip. Grant Smitsky wide open for three off the side of the rim. No, Bussey fighting for the rebound, but pulled in by Alex Walters. I think Bussey had nearly double-digit rebounds the last time these two teams tangled.
Oh, yeah.
Under 8 minutes to play, 15-13, Thorpe with a two-point lead. Cooper Rosemeyer, the freshman up top against Jordan Sikora, comes to a jump stop, leaning in, pulls up from 8 feet and good. Largest lead of the night for Thorpe, 17-13.
Thorpe's first two, and we still haven't made a three yet.
Grant Smitsky drops down to Carson Galvez. Right block, bumped, kick out to Smitsky. Smitsky with a head fake, driving into the lane, out to Cale Holm. High catch, drops down to the post. Mason Bussey backing his man down. Bussey, the work around the perimeter. Grant Smitsky, another head fake, down the lane, looking for help, kick out Cale Holm. Long cross-court skip, Carson Galvez. Back out to Smitsky with 7:18 to play. McDonald trailing 17-13 here on the road at Thorpe. Sikora, Mason Bussey up top, rotates to Grant Smitsky. Drop down into the post. Carson Galvez goes up strong and scores. 17-15, McDonald cuts the deficit to two. Carson Galvez, his first field goal, he has 3 points. Under 7 minutes to play here, first half. Right side. Now to the opposite. Matson. No from the baseline. Rebound to McDonald. 6:40 to go. On the run, kick to Jordan Sikora. Left corner pocket. Three won't rim in. Fight for the rebound. McDonald scrabbling for it. And a push called, I believe, against Mason Bussey. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO. For over three decades, White City Glass.
Grant came out here, taking a break.
Eli step back in. Step. Almost steps in front of a pass as soon as he comes into the game. A whistle far side of the floor, and either Cooper Mittermeier or Cale Holm going to be called for McDonald's third foul.
Kale looked up. He goes, me?
That's just his first, but the team's third. Thorpe has committed six. 6:31 to play, so McDonald is in the bonus. Throw into the backcourt to Dylan Matson. Working against Eli Steph, his fellow number two. Matson to the right corner. That's Matheson, who's hit a couple threes. Driving baseline, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Cooper Mittermeier. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Right block extended. Thorpe kick out to Matson. Matson throws from that right corner. Walker Horgan, fellow senior. Up top, Matheson. Nathan Hazel about to check back in for Coach Adam Schilling. His team trailing by 2, 17-15. Whistle and a blocking foul. No, I'm sorry. A legal screen called up top against Thorpe. That will be whistled against Braden Wicks. Team's seventh. Offensive foul, so McDonald will be shooting free throws here. Cale Holm will take his seat for McDonald.
Thorpe's playing pretty physical.
Mittermeier across that Cardinals logo at midcourt. Carson Galvez right wing. Up top, Mason Bussey swings to Cooper Mittermeier. David Anderson about to check back in. Nathan Hazel gets good position down low, and he is fouled. And Nathan Hazel will go to the line shooting two with 5:46 to play and a chance with a couple made free throws here to tie the game.
Nathan Hazel went up with no fear. He knew he was behind him.
Hazel at the line for the first of two, and the first free throw is good. 17-16, McDonald down by a point. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Two for two for Nathan Hazel. He has 6 points, and it's tied at 17 here at Thorpe. Scoop pass, shovel pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald with 5:39 to play here in the first half. Thorpe will inbound. Landon Pank underneath the hoop, guarded closely by David Anderson. Kick out to Matson. Snaps off a three. Far side of the rim, no. Nathan Hazel snares the rebound to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the logo. Eli step right corner. Jab steps. Probes into the lane. Going hard at the rim. It rims in and out for Eli. Out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. And back to Thorpe. Thorpe will inbound against the McDonald backcourt pressure. Eli step guarding Matson at the inbound. Uh-oh. Long feet ahead. Too long. And out of bounds. Thorpe with an unforced error thanks to the McDonald pressure. The ball going back to McDonald. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. David Anderson, he'll try a three from the left corner. And Anderson cans the first three for McDonald. How about that?
Nice shot, Dave.
20-17. David Anderson has 5 points in the starting lineup. Gives McDonald back the lead. Under five to play here, first half. Matheson double team blocking foul called on McDonald's. Matheson ran into trouble along the baseline, kind of got bailed out by a foul there. That'll be McDonald's fourth. Thorpe has committed eight.
Carson got there too quick. Right idea, but he just ran right into him.
First whistle of the game against Carson Galvez. Inbounds popped up high to Rosemeyer. He'll leave for Mattson, the senior. Looking back up top to Matheson. Eli stepped into a passing lane, knocked it loose for a moment. McDonald up 20-17. Had the lead early, relinquished it, thanks to hot shooting from Thorpe. Other side, Matheson almost lost the handle. Mattson up top, whips it down to Matheson. Kick out, Rosemeyer, left corner for three. Thorpe can't stay hot there. Long rebound out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to David Anderson. Anderson out to Eli Stepp. Stepp, jump stop, down the lane, and it goes down. What a nice finish there for Eli Stepp. 22-17, McDonald. Stepp now with 6 points. Under 4 minutes to play here for half. We'll see if McDonald can get a flurry here. Right corner is Matheson, guarded by Cooper Mittermeier. They'll swing around the perimeter to Cooper Rosemeyer. Out to Mattson. Mattson for three. Good again.
His third.
Mattson, the senior. As you mentioned, 9 points all from beyond the arc. McDonald still leads 22-20. Just over 3.5 to play. Feed to Carson Galvez. Right block extended. High pass and too high for David Anderson. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Catch us on the FM dial, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Again, that's where you can link up to our live video streams. Steal by Eli Stepp, and Eli on the run. Eli dumps it down to Nathan Hazel, and Hazel up for two.
Nice finish
good
by
work
Nate.
In transition.
Yeah, good pass by Eli. That's all we had numbers.
24-20. McDonald up by four, under 3 minutes to go. Right corner, David Anderson, some tough defense. Horger comes to retrieve the pass, leaves it for Mattson. Left side, Matheson. A number of Thorpe players have had a hot hand from beyond the arc. Oh. Matheson has his shot swatted away by Jordan Sikora. Now Jordan leading the break to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, three, left corner, pocket rims in and out. Offensive rebound, David Anderson. Back out to Cooper. He'll try again and book it! From the left wing, the second try for Cooper Mittermeier comes up with three for McDonald. They lead 27-20. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. Carter Jager, our audio producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Sam Averly, our on-site video producer for the WOGO Sports live video stream on Facebook and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. McDonald, little flurry here, looking for more, leading 27-20. Full timeout, 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. Here in the first half, excuse me. Donald again hoping that pressure can jar something loose. Mattson up top. Works to Walters. Drive down to the right block. Pick out left side for Matheson, who's hit a couple threes. Matheson out to Mattson, who's hit three threes here in the first half. Tipped pass, Eli Stepp into the pass. Lane knocks it loose along the baseline. Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact our WOGO sports director, Greg Stewart, gstewart at wwiv.com, or call 715-723-1037. Grant Smiski with a steal into the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier looking for two threes in a row. No offensive rebound, though. Grant Smiski. Smiski right side for Cooper. Back up top, Grant. 27-20 McDonald. David Anderson at the left elbow. Slides it down. Nathan Hazel. Kick out Jordan Sikora. That head fake out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier beyond the arc up top. Jordan Sikora to Grant Smiski. Smiski up top to Nathan Hazel. Jordan Sikora left corner. Drops down to the left block. David Anderson pulls up from 6 feet and uses a nice silky touch at the top of his elevation.
David's playing well.
7 points for David Anderson. A whistle and a foul with a minute 17 to play. 29-20. McDonald's taking the lead back as Cale Holm comes back into this game. McDonald, again, took an early lead, fell behind by four after Thorpe just knocked down a flurry of threes. And now the Max up nine with a minute 17 to play. Matheson swings right side. Walker, Horgan up top, Matson. Landon Pink now on the right wing, guarded by Nathan Hazel. Horgan in the right corner against Cale Holm. Pink swings left side for Matson, guarded by Jordan Sikora. Now playing some aggressive man-to-man, particularly David Anderson. Matheson, nice feed along the baseline. Shot erased by Jordan Sikora. Looked like that was going to be a wide-open layup, Kurt, and Jordan Sikora just said, no, sir.
Put on his cape and come out of nowhere. Well, this lineup that's in right now would...
48.8, and Sikora steps in front of a pass. Sikora to Cale Holm. Holm down the lane for two.
I was going to say, this lineup that's in right now with Jordan and David and Nathan, I think all three of those guys can jump out of the gym, so...
That was Cale Holmes' first basket here tonight. So the unselfish play of Jordan Sikora. Whistle in the backcourt. That was the last one for McDonald to give their sixth with 26.2 to play. Hand check far side of the floor. And McDonald again from down four to up 11 with 26.2 and now just looking for one final defensive stand. Matheson will inbound to Pank in the backcourt. Guarded there by Nathan Hazel, almost a walk. Up top with 18 seconds. Right side, Matson. Matson to Walters. Walters puts it on the floor with the left hand. And a steal by McDonald. Coming the other way, Grant Smiski. Smiski to Jordan Sikora. Goes hard to the rim and scores. Jordan Sikora. Nice little flurry for McDonald. Buzzer shot. No travel called first. And that'll be the end of the half. McDonald goes on quite the run to lead by 13 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with stats, highlights, analysis, and more. That's all ahead in three here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. At the break, the Max lead 33-20. We're back in 3 minutes.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Halftime here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO. Good to have you with us. And Kurt, first half that we saw some runs back and forth on both sides. McDonald came out again, kind of as we expected, a little slower, but jumped out to, a 7 or 9 point lead. But got to give a lot of credit to Thorpe counterpunching as their first, 15 points of the game, 12 or 15 points of the game all came from beyond the arc. And again, McDonald withstood that flurry and now up 13 at the break after trailing by as many as four.
Yeah, you watch a team get hot like this, you know, with Thorpe, 6 3-pointers, just like you said. Sometimes that scares you, but if you just keep your poise and go in and say, hey, we don't have to match every three-point that they shoot. We've got seven guys who have got points on the board to their three guys. And the threes ain't gonna, you can't sustain and say, okay, Thorpe's gonna make every single three-pointer. I just looked, you know, just to refresh myself, the last time we played them, we held them to 20 points in the first half. As well, so we're at 20 and 20. Those three-pointers were scary at first, but you can't make them all.
And the last time they played Thorpe as well, too, McDonald shot 4 of 28 on their home floor from 3. But 23 of 58 from the field and made some free throws, only turned the ball over 6 times in that game. And again, when you have single-digit turnovers, that's a recipe for success. And so hoping to replicate that here tonight. Before we look at those leading scores, a reminder, get ready for an unforgettable night. Spring Spectacular is happening Saturday, March 29th at McDonald Central Catholic High School. Enjoy a hilarious performance by comedian Dan Daybert, a silent auction, exciting raffles, a wine pull, and a delicious savory dinner, all in support of Catholic education. Don't wait. Seats are limited. Get your tickets now by visiting McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Join us for a night of laughter, giving, and celebration. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. And when we look at the scoring for the first half, just three players have scored for the Thorpe Cardinals, 9 for Dylan Mattson, all from beyond the arc, 6 for Daniel Matheson, all from beyond the arc, 5 for Cooper Rosemeyer, 3 from beyond the arc, and 2 from inside the arc. But again, when you look at 20 points, and 18 of them have come from deep, live and die by the three, and they were strong for a while. But now, again, Thorpe, they've kind of made their flurry, their run, and we'll see what McDonald's able to do continuing in response here. 7 different players from McDonald have scored. Again, contributions from all over the place. Nathan Hazel leading the way with 8, 7 for David Anderson, also 6 for Eli Stepp. So again, unfamiliar starters in David Anderson and Eli Stepp with 7 and 6 respectively. They've made the most of those extra minutes. 4 for Jordan Secor, and he's just looked really good on both ends. Mm-hmm. Coming off the bench here tonight, just kind of a fire lit under the senior and showing off his athleticism. 3 for Cooper Mittermeier, 3 for Carson Galvez, and 2 for Cale Holm.
Yeah, David Anderson. That's how I'm gonna respond to your first half points there. David Anderson, good to see him out there. 7 points. And it's not just the points. Cooper's three-pointer that he hit came off of David Anderson fighting for a rebound, kicks it back out. Cooper gets a nicer look, better look, and he knocks that one down.
And I think that's what Coach Schilling is looking for as well, too, that spark, that effort. And again, there's a lot of athletes on this team, and so experimenting a little bit and saying, hey, who wants it the most? Who's going to give me just full-out, full-throttle effort every minute that you play? Yep. And I think we've seen that from everybody on the floor
You gotta want to play defense for Coach Schilling because he's not all about just the offensive side. So I think that's what he's looking for. He's trying to get everybody on the same page of saying, you have to play defense.
Sorry about that, everybody. Had a channel up, but now what we were trying to go for is listening to the first half highlights. It sounded like this on WOGO. Alves to Eli Stepp. Stepp in the lane, lost it, kick out, left corner pocket three for Carson Calvez. Comes up, offensive rebound, yes, and a foul.
Clean up on aisle 22 right there.
Nathan Hazel. Yo, Jordan Secor in the left corner. Smisky rotates to Nathan Hazel. Cale Holm, right corner. Holm picks it up at the right elbow. Luke Anderson to Jordan Secor. Secor, a good head fake. Driving baseline, goes hard at the rim and scores.
Nice. Jordan really needed that. The last two games, he had.
You, part of the team. David Anderson, he'll try a three from the left corner. And Anderson cans the first three for McDonald. How about that?
Good shot, dude.
Long rebound out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to David Anderson. Anderson out to Eli Stepp. Stepp, jump stop, down the lane, and it goes down. What a nice finish there for Eli Stepp. And some tough defense. Horger comes to retrieve the pass, leaves it for Mattson. Left side, Matheson. A number of Thor players have had a hot hand from beyond the arc. Matheson has his shot swatted away by Jordan Secor. Now Jordan leading the break to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, three, left corner, pocket, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, David Anderson. Back out to Cooper. He'll try again and book it! From the left wing, the second try for Cooper Mittermeier comes up with three for McDonald. They Nathan Hazel, Horgan in the right corner against Cale Holm. Tank swings left side for Mattson, guarded by Jordan Secor. Now playing some aggressive man-to-man, particularly David Anderson. Matheson, nice feed along the baseline. Shot erased by Jordan Secor.
Lineup that's in right now would
48.8, and Secor steps in front of a pass. Secor to Cale Holm. Holm down the lane for two.
I was going to say, this lineup that's in right now with Jordan and David and Nathan, I think all three of those guys can jump out of the gym, so...
That's how the first half sounded. We're back in 30 seconds with the second half. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Burzgala Company.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. For over 143 years, McDonald Area Catholic Schools have been shaping young minds through faith-filled accredited Catholic education in Chippewa Falls. And now McDonald hiring for the 2025-26 school year. Join the mission-driven team and make a lasting impact on students with 3K through 12th grade. Teaching, coaching, bus drivers, and support staff positions are available. Apply today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and be part of something greater. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Thorpe will start out with the basketball, moving left to right here in the second half as McDonald with the lead, 33-20. We'll have a quick whistle here. Again, Thorpe had a little foul trouble in that first half.
Called it on David. I didn't even see if he was in the play. I don't know.
So that first one, David Anderson, over-the-shoulder attempt at a catch made by Thorpe and retrieve. Braden Wicks had it for a moment. Mattson gets it back. 13-point lead. Cooper Rosemeyer gets the start in the second half. Looked like a little bit of a walk down there for Thorpe. No, and a shot missed. Point blank there by Braden Wicks. And now the Max will run. Long cross-court pass. Kick out. Carson Galvez. Galvez for three. That one rims in and out. Coming the other way, the Thorpe Cardinals. Long cross-court skip and stolen away into the arms of Anderson thanks to the quick hands of Carson Galvez. 33-20. McDonald far side of the floor. Nathan Hazel up top to Cooper Mittermeier. Snaps off a three. Splash it home.
Cooper shoots well when he catches on that side there.
Cooper Mittermeier has 6 points. Two threes beyond the arc. McDonald's starting to get a little hotter here, leading 36-20. Take away by the Max. Coming the other way, Nathan Hazel. Hazel drives in hard. Beautiful kiss off the window for two. Nathan Hazel, the first Max player in double-digit points. Makes it 38-20 as he has 10. McDonald starting out well here in the second half. Cooper Rosemeyer, the 6'3" freshman, guarded by David Anderson. Nice feed down low, and holy cow, Carson Galvez just volleyball spiked. A shot out of bounds. That's the kill.
Once again, though, Caleb, that starts off with David Anderson's defense there. He had Rosemeyer smothered there.
There's a lot of good things that have started with David Anderson here today as he got the start along with Eli Stepp. On the floor now, Stepp, Anderson, Carson Galvez, Cooper Mittermeier, and Nathan Hazel. Original starting five out there for Coach Adam Schilling tonight. Matheson kick out left side to Mattson. Mattson the left elbow. He'll push up a runner. Too strong off the glass. Battle for the rebound. David Anderson gobbles it up to Eli Stepp. Push to the left corner. Carson Galvez for three. Too strong offensive rebound. Guess who? David Anderson.
Cleaned her up by David.
And David Anderson rapidly approaching double-digit points. There's a steal by McDonald and driving it hard. Eli Stepp for two. 42-20, and Coach Horn wants a timeout as McDonald has been on a flurry here. 60-second break, and we're back. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Run for the McDonald Max to start the second half. They lead now 42-20. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Spread the word there. Subscribe. Cooper Rosemeyer drives in hard at the right block. Comes up short. Carson Galvez with a rebound. Long push ahead. Eli Stepp running in front of everybody into the rim for two. And how about the 50-foot heave from Cooper Mittermeier?
Good find, good finish.
Eli Stepp is into double digits with 10 points. 44-20, McDonald. Mattson has an open look at a three. That one rims in and out. Eli Stepp goes up strong and high for the rebound. Carson Galvez drives in hard to the rim, comes up underneath the rim and kind of double-clutched that shot and came up short. Cooper Rosemeyer with a rebound. That would have been quite the circus shot if Carson had somehow been able to get that one high off the window.
He should have just went straight up right away.
24-point lead for McDonough. Rosemeyer takes a little Euro down the lane for the first points of the second half. Nifty move there by the freshman. David Anderson, right elbow. Anderson across the foul line, couple dribbles, wraps it down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel goes up strong and scores. And one, Nathan Hazel. Continuing just his torrid stretch after being inserted into the starting lineup. He has just been phenomenal. 46-22.
Be the fourth foul on number 10, Braden Wicks for Thorpe.
And Wick started the game but hasn't played a lot because of that foul trouble. Free throw is good for Nathan Hazel. 47-22. Hazel is a perfect 3-for-3 from the foul line. The 6-foot-3 sophomore gives McDonald a 25-point lead 4 minutes into the second half. Walters up top to Matheson. It'll swing left side. Rosemeyer to Mattson. Guarded by Cooper Mittermeier. Nathan Hazel is going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He almost poked it away from Landon Pink up top. Jordan Socorro will come in. Carson Galvez will take a seat. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off. And that's why Rosgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Rosgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to rosgala.com. Luke Anderson, the 6'2 sophomore, back into the game for Coach Schilling. His team leading by 25 with 13:43 a play. Walters up top. Eli steps in front of a pass. And Step off to the races. Down the lane and scores. Eli Step with 12 points, 6 in each half. And it's 49-22 McDonald. Walters up top. Alex Walters, the senior, looking for help. And Eli Step did it again. Coast to coast, down the lane. Eli for two more. Eli Stepp is just playing free safety and picking off these passes, and no one's going to catch up with him for a layup. 51-22.
Active defense we were talking about earlier, you know, jumping those passing lanes. And
Cooper Rosemeyer trying to elbow his way into the lane, and again, his footwork.
That was pretty good.
It's, again, when you see really good footwork, it kind of seems like it's right on the verge of traveling, and yet not. It's a throwaway by McDonald. Jordan Socorro looking for Cooper Mittermeier, who is making a cut. 51-24, McDonald with the lead. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. We need you. It's a paid position, of course. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Grant Smisky comes in the game and ties up Rosemeyer. Are they going to get a foul? There will be a whistle against Grant Smisky. Luke Anderson, Nathan Hazel, Grant Smisky, Cale Holm, and Jordan Socorro, the five on the floor. That will change as Hazel will get a well-deserved breather. And Mason Bussey, number 44, comes into the game.
You see Grant smiling over it.
12-28 to play, 51-24. It's a 33-20 game at the half. And McDonald has outscored their opponent 18-4 so far here in the second half. Cooper Rosemeyer will try a three to stay hot. No. Long rebound, outlet from Luke Anderson to Jordan Socorro. Socorro down the lane, drives in hard, reverse won't go. Walters with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Mattson, left wing. Even if it didn't go down, I like the aggressiveness on the take from Jordan Socorro. Again, just so long, so athletic. Long three for Alex Walters, and the senior hits his first shot. That is the seventh made three of the game for Thorpe, 21 of their 27 points. One third of the way into the second half. Jordan Socorro out to Mason Bussey. Grant Smisky. Easter Luke Anderson. Anderson will try a three. Rims in and out. Rebound to Walters. Wanted that one for Luke, the sophomore. Oh,
yeah. Something to talk about with his brother after the game.
David already hit one, so. Cooper Rosemeyer left corner. Against David Anderson, knocked away into the arms of Socorro from Grant Smisky. Socorro on the way, slams it home! A two-handed flush for Jordan Sakura.
I'm glad he threw it down.
Technically, I told him to dunk at the other end because that's where we had the camera.
Oh,
but
that, yeah.
53-27. How about that? Jordan Sakura got up on that one. Pank right wing. McDonald leading 53-27. You're on the road at Thorpe. Nice drive to the hoop and a pretty finish. 4-2, that was Matheson. Great cuts. And Matheson, his first non-three-point make. Jordan Sakura driving baseline, blocking foul called. I think they got Pank for that one. Just the seconds on Thorpe as they've really cleaned up their game here in the second half after putting McDonald into the bonus. About 5 minutes to play in the first. 10:42 to go, 53-29, McDonald. Looking for a sixth conference victory. Into Cale Holm. Holm passes up the three to Grant Smisky. Smisky at the foul line, working against Matson into a double team. Oh. Fires a pass to Coach Schilling. Because no one was where Grant expected to be. Well, if you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald here at Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small class environment. Foul, offensive foul against Thorpe. But again, hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Jordan Sakura, right wing outside the arc. His team leading 53-30-29. Grant Smisky opposite corner. Smisky inside the foul line out to Cale Holm. Holm lost the handle for a moment, gets it back, snaps off a three. Cale nails it! Right wing triple. 56-29, and that's got to feel good for Cale Holm, his first made three tonight. He hasn't taken a lot. Again, he's been a little conservative offensively.
Yeah, they've been
more of a distributor role.
Playing unselfish, and
that's what you want to see.
And patient. I think the whole team's been playing patient.
Holm will give Landon Pank a hand up after fouling him. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Donald up 27. 20 seconds away from the midpoint of the second half. Luke Anderson. Hassling Rosemeyer gives it to Pank. Pank down the lane, high off the glass. No. Mason Bossy pulls down the rebound with two hands for a safety. Hands off to Grant Smisky across the logo at midcourt. Grant comes to a jump stop, kick to Jordan Sakura in the right corner. Guarded by Matson. Back to Smisky. Smisky along the baseline, skips it out to Jordan Sakura. Sakura at the foul line. Luke Anderson, he'll try another three-back rim. Mason Bossy pulls down the rebound, and he is fouled by Walters. Oh. Are they going to say Mason went over the back?
Yeah, I think they called it on Mason.
Okay. Or maybe a little shove beforehand. That'll be the team's fifth foul, so McDonald one left to give. Horger's going to come into the game for Thorpe. Pank will sit. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, always here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, for body work, for tires, for beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Cooper Rosemeyer. The freshman gets good position in the paint, scores, and one. Rosemeyer now into double digits, had five in the first half, six in the second, coming off the bench, but he looks like he's going to be a force here for Thorpe for the next three seasons.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Rosemeyer looking for three the old-fashioned way. And no on the free throw. 56-31, McDonald.
There
Luke Anderson
are.
Down the lane. Nice feed from Grant Smisky. And Anderson finishes with a pretty left-handed touch. 58-31, the max. And that's the first bucket for Mr. Luke Anderson, the 6'2 sophomore. More subs coming in. In fact, a 5-for-5 substitution for Coach Schilling. Matson, a deep three left wing, way off the mark. Hiram's off the top of the glass. Grant Smisky, push ahead to Jordan Sakura, going in hard again. This time goes reverse, and Jordan Sakura cutting from right to left. A beautiful finish. 60-31.
Rosemeyer was not letting him get another dunk off. There's Grant with a little
Grant Smisky
in the books.
And he will drive in hard and score. Grant wasn't going to try to dunk that. I can say that pretty safely. Another timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back as well here on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald basketball. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Welcome back. WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports, the live video stream on YouTube. Our coverage of McDonald Max Boys Basketball. Cooper Mittermeier, Nathan Hazel, Carson Galvez, David Anderson, and Eli Stepp, the five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. And he goes 5 for 5, but the five he had on the floor before playing fantastic, and he's brought in a lot of his normal starters. In fact, the starters for this game back. So, again, when you're going 10 deep with a lot of confidence, you feel pretty good.
Fun to watch. And you know, if you look at it as two groups here.
Carson Galvez, collision and takes the pass away.
Both groups have been playing pretty well, if you want to.
Feed to Nathan Hazel from Eli Stepp for two.
If you want to call it as groups.
It's almost like hockey lines.
Right.
64-31. They're just lines of five instead of three.
Hats off to Chai High's hockey team, huh?
Oh, my goodness. We'll have coverage of them against Eau Claire Memorial, a sectional semifinal after Chai High did what no one thought could be done, not only beat Spash, Stevens Point undefeated number one ranked team in the state, but beat them in their own barn, beat them as an 8 seed. Chai High lost to Spash earlier this season 8-0. I believe they had single digit shots on goal in that game, and I think it was low single digit shots.
Wow.
And how about Drew Brovold, their freshman goaltender? First free throw in and out for Thorpe, shooting the bonus. Can't score with the clock stop. So it's 64-31 McDonald. Carson Galvez up top for the Max. Nathan Hazel down to Carson. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Corner pocket. Three left side. Back rim. No Nathan Hazel. Another offensive rebound. Working hard. A little bit too strong off the glass. Carson Galvez fighting for the rebound. And will be whistled for a foul. As coming into the game was Daniel Lechleitner. 6'5", number 42, the junior. And he is fouled and will be shooting a 1-1 on the other side. 6:36 to play. It's time, tax time, and time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've just been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wurzgala.com. Lane violation. The shot was missed anyway. And the ball back to the Max.
See a little bit more of David Anderson here.
Nathan Hazel left wing. 6.5 minutes to play. Cooper Mittermeier drops down to Carson Galvez to the right block. Galvez skips it out. Nathan Hazel for three, left corner. Pocket book it! Nathan Hazel. 67-31. He has done a little bit of everything tonight. Hazel, I think, rapidly approaching a season high in points. We'll have to check that. And Nathan Hazel with the steal. Hazel down the lane and scores. Two more for Nathan Hazel.
I think he can dunk.
He has 20.
I think he can dunk, Caleb.
I think so, too. 69-31, McDonald. And they trail by four in the first half. Another steal. Aaron Pass gets away from Thorpe and into the arms of Hazel. Work right side. Cooper Mittermeier, wide open three. Right corner pocket. Side of the rim, no. 5:34 to play. Thorpe with the rebound.
Hard gym to shoot him.
Right side. Three comes up short. Offensive rebound, Lechleitner. Kick out Cooper Rosemeyer. Into the left wing. Thorpe works from Matheson to Mattson. And this is indeed a season high, and I believe a new career high for Nathan Hazel. Another shot missed, but another offensive rebound by the Thorpe Cardinals. They're not quitting. Deep three from Mattson, left wing, splashed it. Mattson.
It's his first of his half, but four in the game. All threes.
He has 12 points. The senior, his last conference game, 69-34. Donald up big here in the second half. Feed down to Carson Galvez. Left block. Galvez comes to a jump stop in the lane. Muscles one up. Won't go down. But he will earn a trip to the line shooting two. And now more subs coming in for McDonald. And we'll see some of the junior varsity squad coming out here with 4:38 to play. And Nathan Hazel, according to Wisports.net, his previous season high was 15 points. I think that was the Stanley game.
Yeah, Stanley.
Carson Galvez, free throw is good. 70 on the board for McDonald. And a five on the floor for the Max, other than Carson Galvez. All head to the bench, and Carson will as well if he gets the second free throw. Now,
if he doesn't.
Yes. And he missed the free throw. I'm sorry, I thought it was 70 for McDonald. I guess it's 69. 4:28 to play. I think they're checking. Yeah, I think the actual official.
They didn't count the first one.
Yeah, they didn't count it. See, I counted on the live video stream. Is driving in hard for two for McDonald. Was Dawson Moulton.
Oh, they don't have it up there yet.
Oh, now it. Okay, I'm not sure. It says 71-34 here because of that shot that Moulton just made, so that's what we'll go with our scoreboard on our live video stream. But
it's on there now.
Okay, there we go. I was going to say I counted it. Here I am second-guessing myself. Mattson for another three. That one off the back of the rim goes up high, and Carson Galvez skies for the rebound. He'll kick out left side for Isaac Crawford. Get you caught up, and everybody's out in the game now. Desian Matthews, Isaac Crawford, Dawson Moulton on the floor for McDonald, along with Cameron Mudrick, the 5'9" freshman. 72-34 the Max. Crawford's another one that I think could get up close to throwing it down. Mudrick for three, rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Thorpe.
Yeah, he tried over at the Target Center.
At Target Center. Yeah. He got pretty close. It was a very respectable effort.
Right.
Leckner swings left side, Mattson to Matheson, back out to Mattson with 3:07 to play. 72-34. McDonald's had a phenomenal second half here. Runner down the lane, too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound, Rosemeyer goes up strong. He will not score, but will go to the line, shooting two with 2:57 left to play. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. No good in the first free throw for Thorpe's Cooper Rosemeyer. And contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua. That's MichelleMua.com, M-O-U-A, MichelleMua.com. Rosemeyer will now take a seat on the bench. Excellent night for that young man. Have him unofficially for 7 points. He hits the second free throw, makes it a 72-35 game. McDonald with the commanding lead. Mudrick, the freshman, he'll step into a deep three. That one off the mark. Desian Matthews fights for the rebound, but taken away by Thorpe with 2:45 to go. Right side, Walters. For Thorpe, finds a cutting Matheson. Nice scoop pass down low. Good feed to Lechleitner, who scores. 72-37, McDonald. Good interior passing there from Thorpe. Isaac Crawford, right wing. Under 2.5 to play. Crawford at the foul line. Out to Dawson Moulton, who already has a bucket. Dawson drives in hard. No. Dawson, I think, has a haircut since the last time I saw him. Crawford with the steal at midcourt. Crawford, a bounce to Luke Anderson. Anderson down the lane, and he is fouled and will go to the line shooting two with 2:09 to play. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. First free throw is good for Luke Anderson.
See, old Grant Snitsky was yelling to Luke, dunk the ball. So
I'm really curious now that we've seen a dunk tonight, how many, as Anderson swishes the second, how many of these McDonald players could get up and throw one down. 74-37 the max with 2:06 to play here. Late going against Thorpe. McDonald looking for victory number 14 on the season and to get back to 500 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. Walters kick to the left corner, wide open look for a three, drains it. Thorpe yet again from distance. And that was, Walker Horgan, yes, number 15. They've shot well from beyond the arc. Is that the eighth, I think, for the Cardinals? I'm sorry, the ninth. The ninth made three. 27 of their 40 points. 90 seconds to play. Luke Anderson up top, head fake, kick to Crawford in the left corner. Crawford pulls up from 10 feet, tough shot and scored. Crawford, a silky touch from just outside the painted area, makes it 76-40. Isaac Crawford.
I'd like to see Dawson be able to get a layup here.
Walters tries to shovel a pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and will stay down there with Thorpe as they will inbound from right along the baseline. Crawford will guard the inbounder, Matheson, with a minute six to play. Throw it up top between the circles. Almost a walk right side, and Mudrick will take it away at a steal. A two on no one, and Mudrick down the lane. Layup is good. Cameron Mudrick, the freshman, makes it 78-40. McDonald and double-digit players for McDonald into the scoring column.
Yep, defense to offense.
Another steal. Dessian Matthews. Matthews a one-on-one down the lane. Hangs and hits. 80-40. McDonald emphatic. 40-point lead as the clock trickling down here at Thorpe, and another steal. Come on, this time by Moulton. Behind the back pass to Crawford. Crawford hangs in the air. Counted and a foul and one. A little style points at the end for the Max.
You know, I was just saying I wanted Dawson to get a layup, but that was even better.
Goodness gracious.
Nice, unselfish, fancy pass.
Crawford now with 4 points. Looking for five. Free throw is good. 83-40.
This will be the first game.
65th heave. It's the backboard.
That we've won. Well, I've done this with you, Caleb.
Well, good.
We broke the curse.
Yep. Well, McDonald moves to 14-9 on the season. They are now 6-6 in Western Clover Belt Conference play with a win here tonight. Thorpe 2-20 on the season, 0-12 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Your final score in the McDonald Max, 83, and the Thorpe Cardinals, 40. We'll step out and come back with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. A 13-point game at halftime turns into a 43-point win for your McDonald Max. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show here on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good! And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back.
Oh, the biscuit and win it! Shot by Kristen!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll get into the scoring column in a little bit here. We've got plenty of highlights to regale you with as well. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. But again, welcoming you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. One of the big things that jumps out right away, 13 different McDonald players scored. 13. I have not seen a game like that in a while where that many guys not only played but contributed and contributed significantly.
Yeah, very unselfish. I mean, the last bucket there with Dawson Moulton here, I'm saying I want to see Dawson get a layup.
Yeah. And
I think he would have probably had it, but he does a nice little fancy pass to Isaac, and I think that's the story of the game. Not to mention David Anderson starting tonight comes out as well as Eli Stepp. And those boys played defense, and it started all on the defensive end, active defense, some tipped passes against Thorpe here, and created some layups and some shots. So
it really, again, was an impressive second half, and the first half had a few bumps in the road, a few ups and downs, but the way they finished the first half and then carried that momentum from the locker room into the second half as well, to starting off on just a phenomenal run and never really looking back.
Yeah, I think that's, we talked about that in the beginning of the game, the positivity as a team. You know, they've been through a lot of games that they've lost by small amounts, where they were in the game, and you just got to stay positive and look to gain rhythm before the playoffs here.
You look at those six conference losses, and again, most of those were by one or two possessions, and so the Macs making sure that didn't happen here today. We'll see if we can talk with Coach Schilling on the other side of this break. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins at 83-40. Still a lot coming up in our post-class post-game show. Back in 2.5 on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good! And Chafee, it's another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back.
Molly Biscuit, and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. I just had my vehicle there, and you know what? Can say they do phenomenal work for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Let's look at the stats, and again, we'll see if we can catch up with Coach Schilling in just a few moments here. For the Thorpe Cardinals, their senior, number two, Dylan Mattson, matched his class here, a senior, and had 12 points. Very nice game for Cooper Rosemeyer, who also had 12 points. He is just a freshman, so the senior, the freshman, both ends of the spectrum for head coach Scott Horn, and Rosemeyer had 7 in the second half to finish with 12 for the game. 8 points for Daniel Matheson, 3 for Walker Horgan, 3 for Alex Walters, and 2 for Daniel Lechleitner, if I'm counting correctly here, Kurt. And again, of those 40 points they scored here tonight, just count up real quickly, 4, 6, 8, and 9 threes is what I had them down for.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they actually shot a good percentage, too.
Yeah.
From what they shot. I'm sure Scott, Coach Scott Horn from Thorpe is going to tell them we want to get a couple more field goals in there in the paint. But they shot the ball well tonight. Thorpe did.
On the other side for McDonald, 13 different players scored. 13 scored tonight. Can we call him out a little bit? Mason Bussey's the only one who didn't score.
But yeah, we'll take his rebounds, though, and I'm sure
indeed.
He doesn't care.
6'5", Mason Bussey, again, doing some hard work in there. So 13 different players scored for McDonald, led by a career high by our unofficial tally using WISSports.net, a career high for Nathan Hazel, 20 points, 8 in the first half, 12 in the second. So 20 points for Nathan Hazel. No one else, excuse me, Eli Stepp, second player in double digits with 14 points. So 2 in double digits, but a lot flirting with double digits. 9 for Cooper Mittermeier today. Also 9 for David Anderson, and 8 for Jordan Sikora, 5 for Isaac Crawford, 5 for Cale Holm, 4 for Carson Galvez and Luke Anderson, 2 for Dawson Moulton, and was it 2 for Cameron Mudrick as well. There's the last one that I was looking for here. So
yeah, spread out everywhere. You'll like to see it, especially going into the playoffs here. Yeah, we got the crossover game, but just carry that forward. Start on the defensive end. Everybody's got to have a defensive mentality, and then defense to offense, and share the basketball.
Absolutely, and again, with so many players scoring, and not just even a bucket, multiple players getting a couple buckets or more, and the way this team played today. Again, I think we talked even about it's a little like hockey lines at times, and maybe that's right. Just because I was watching that USA-Canada game last night and cheering on Chi High and all of this. But, again, the way Coach Schilling can sub 3, 4, 5 guys at a time without a let-up. And granted, Thorpe is you know, on the bottom of this conference this year, but there's some good athletes here. They played hard, and what you were looking for McDonald was effort. And I think we saw that. Starting on the defensive end of the floor, like you've mentioned multiple times, the defensive side is what sparks everything else, and that aggressiveness that we saw from McDonald defensively really was something to see.
Yeah, and here I'm Caleb. I know you're looking at me when you're talking here. I'm looking for David Anderson, and I see him right down there, and I'm like, there's David. He gives us a little smile.
Nod, yeah. A little nod. We'll take another break here and be back on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll have those second half highlights. There were a lot of them. We'll be back with those in 2.5 here on WOGO Sports.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating. You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you here on WOGO and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Let's regale you with the second half highlights here in the Post Glass Post Game Show. There were a lot in the second half. Let's take a listen to them. Nathan Hazel up top to Cooper Mittermeier, snaps off a three, splash it home. Cooper Mittermeier has 6 points. Two threes beyond the arc. McDonald's starting to get a little hotter here, leading 36-20. Takeaway by the Max. Coming the other way, Nathan Hazel. Hazel drives in hard. Beautiful kiss off the window for two. Nathan. McDonald's starting out well here in the second half. Cooper Rosemeyer, the 6'3" freshman, guarded by David Anderson. Nice feed down low, and holy cow, Carson Galvez just volleyball spiked. A shot out of bounds. That's the kill.
Once again, though, Caleb, that starts off with David Anderson's defense there.
available. He'll push up a runner, too strong off the glass, battle for the rebound. David Anderson gobbles it up to Eli Stepp. Push to the left corner. Carson Galvez for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Guess who? David Anderson.
Cleaned her up by David.
And David Anderson wrapped out to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Spread the word there. Subscribe. Cooper Rosemeyer drives in hard at the right block. Comes up short. Carson Galvez with a rebound. Long push ahead. Eli Stepp running in front of everybody into the rim for two. And how about the 50-foot heave from Cooper Mittermeier?
Good find. Good finish.
Nifty move there by the freshman. David Anderson, right elbow. Anderson across the foul line, couple dribbles, wraps it down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel goes up strong and scores. And Hazel, sophomore back into the game for Coach Schilling, his team leading by 25 with 13:43 to play. Walters up top. Eli Stepp steps in front of a pass, and Stepp off to the races, down the lane, and scores. Walters up top. Alex Walters, the senior, looking for help. And Eli stepped in it again. Coast to coast, down the lane. Eli for two more. Eli Stepp is just playing free safety and picking off these passes. And
with his brother after the game.
David already hit one, so. Cooper Rosemeyer, left corner. Against David Anderson, knocked away into the arms of Sakura for Grant Smisky. Sakura on the way. Slams it home. A two-handed flush for Jordan Sakura.
I'm glad he threw it down.
Grant Smisky, opposite corner. All right, we'll come back to those. There's a lot of highlights, but we've got Coach joining us. So Coach Adam Schilling will join us here for a moment here on the Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Miri's. Probably still trying to calculate all the different players who scored in this one. Coach, little back and forth in the first half there. They made a run. They were shooting well from beyond the arc. The way you guys responded at the end of that first half was really, really impressive to see, because you went on a run, went up 13 at the break, and then just never gave that momentum back.
Yeah, we talked at halftime how our defensive activity, I think, was kind of wearing on them towards the end of the first half. So if we kept that up, I thought, we get some good stuff out of that. So had a lot of good active hands on defense and forced some turnovers, but we were able to convert off those, which was big.
Did you like what you saw effort-wise tonight? Again, tinkering a little bit with the starting lineups. You had David Anderson and Eli Stepp, who really gave you a spark. But some of your, quote-unquote, normal starters, when they came in, really seemed to have some fire as well.
Yeah, we just were looking for something to kind of give us a spark and a boost, and really stressing that the kids got to be able to do more than one thing to help us win. So yeah, we're looking for guys that can do more than one thing to help us out, and I think everybody picked their game up here individually.
Last two games that we've covered, you guys, Nathan Hazel has gone off for a career high, 15 against Stanley, now 20 here. He was phenomenal tonight, but I think what we keep coming back to, 13 different players scored in this game, and again, two in double figures, but three more very close, and just contributions from all over the place. It was a team win.
Yeah, we talked about playing with a purpose and making sure that everybody understood what their individual purpose was to help the team out, and I think sometimes we lose sight of that, so kind of had a refresher on that today, and kids responded well, and we got to keep going.
Coach, we appreciate your time, and again, wishing you well with seeding coming up on Sunday, and we'll let the chips fall where they may, but we'll see you for that Clover Belt Conference game next week, and then be with you all throughout the playoffs.
Great. Thank you guys for coming over. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Head Coach Adam Schilling here on WOGO, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll come back to those highlights here, as we've got just a few more to regale you with here on the Postglass postgame show. Grant Smisky, opposite corner. Smisky inside the foul line, out to Cale Holm. Holm lost the handle for a moment, gets it back, snaps off a three. Cale nails it! Right wing triple. Rosemeyer looking for three the old-fashioned way. And no on the free throw. 56-31 McDonald. Luke Anderson down the lane. Nice feed from Grant Smisky. And Anderson finishes with a pretty left-handed touch. In fact, a 5-for-5 substitution for Coach Schilling. Matson, a deep three left wing, way off the mark. Hiram's off the top of the glass. Grant Smisky push ahead to Jordan Sikora, going in hard again. This time goes reverse.
Jordan Sikora cutting from right to left. A beautiful finish.
See a little bit more of David Anderson here.
Nathan Hazel left wing. 6.5 minutes to play. Cooper Mittermeier drops down to Carson Galvez at the right block. Galvez skips it out. Nathan Hazel for three, left corner. Pocket, book it! Nathan Hazel. 67-31. He has done a little bit of everything tonight. Hazel, I think, rapidly approaching a season high in points. We'll have to check that. And Nathan Hazel with the steal. Hazel down the lane and scores! The ninth made three. 27 of their 40 points. 90 seconds to play. Luke Anderson up top, head fake. Kick to Crawford in the left corner. Crawford pulls up from 10 feet. Tough shot and scored. Crawford, a silky touch from just outside the painted area. Makes it 76-40. Into the scoring column.
Yep, defense to offense.
Another steal. Dessian Matthews. Matthews a one-on-one. Down the lane. Hangs and hits. 80-40. McDonald emphatic. As the clock trickling down here at Thorpe, and another steal. Come on, this time by Moulton. Behind the back pass to Crawford. Crawford hangs in the air. Count it. And a foul. And one. A little style points at the end for the Mags. And that's how it sounded in the second half. We've got to get going as we're about the only ones left in the gym here, but a lot of highlights in the second half as McDonald runs away with this one by 43. They get back to 500 in conference, but again, I think trying to maybe exorcise some demons, some different things that have plagued them at times this year, and just say, hey, let's get back to what we know we need to do in this home stretch of the season, and looking forward to that conference crossover game next week, seeing what the seeding is on Sunday morning, and again we'll see whether they get home games, away games, but this team has the type of game. Again, defense travels, so
exactly, and just have fun. At the end of the day, you got to have fun.
It's a game, after all. Yep. So looking forward to that. Thank you again, Kurt, for joining me. And we've broken the streak, so McDonald
exactly.
Wins the game where we're broadcasting together. And again, WOGO Sports, WOGO.com is where you can see the latest sports schedule. We'll be looking ahead to McDonald playoff basketball for the girls' side next Friday night in a regional semi. Huge game coming up for WOGO on Tuesday. That'll be Eau Claire Memorial Hockey against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, the Cinderella Cards, going down to Hobbs and trying to advance to a sectional final. So that'll be a 6:35 start on Tuesday. But tomorrow we'll have Mark Halverson on the call. Chi High boys basketball early start 5:40 on that one against Prescott. Thursday next week we will have McDonald in that conference crossover game. Friday night McDonald girls, and hopefully hockey Saturday afternoon and basketball Saturday evening if all goes well. Again, stay tuned to our WOGO social media. Thank you to Sam Aberley, our board operator Carter Jagger, and all of you for giving us a listen, giving us a watch if you're on the live video stream. We appreciate you all very much and love doing this and bringing you our high school sports wherever our teams might go. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 83, the Thorpe Cardinals 40. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Thorpe.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weirsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.